This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I'm not cutting into Roger's time here. He's still getting ready to come on. T-boned by a car today. Thank God he's not dead. Not dead yet. I don't know why this week. One of my earliest memories is this skull. My dad's had this skull since I was about 2 years old. He's got it in his office here. It's back when he was going to dental school, medical school. Charge folks, you can buy skulls really cheap, then legally own them. He has a medical degree, so he can have a human body part like this. But this fella died in India sometime in the 1960s. Back then, it was India's main export was bones. Then India banned it, so they started coming out with the resin bones, the plastic bones, the artificial bones that are cast of a real skeleton. But, I mean, I don't disrespect this fellow's skull. It's used for educational purposes here. But one day we're all going to be like this skull, reduced down to our most base parts or skeleton, or we could be burned up in a cremation, kind of like they do in India already, and the Norse do, and so many others. But they want to kill humanity itself. The globalists admit that they want a post-human world. They try to sell us on how ugly we are, how bad we are, so we just give up to their whole system. And I'm just like, why should we? I'll get you in your little lung too. Why should we give in to these bullies that are such jerks? They want to kill everybody or dumb everybody down so they can more easily control you so they can feel powerful. I mean, I keep going back to that fundamental over and over again. Can you imagine being Gizmodo today and coming out celebrating Facebook banning InfoWars and blocking our stories, and saying, I want them totally banned. Forget just blocking their stories. They're scum. I mean, imagine if a newspaper in other countries called for banning other newspapers. How pissed everybody'd be. But now it's okay because, you know, we don't exist. We're not cool enough because the nerds don't like the fact we have a lot more traffic than they do. And they don't have any form of chivalry. And I don't mean that like I was bashing nerds in high school. Because a lot of your nerds in high school end up being, you know, successful folks because they didn't care about all the trendiness. I mean, modern trendies is what I call nerds. People that think they're cool in high school, think they're cool in college, and then just run around in groups giggling and snickering and laughing about killing the free press in this country. When you're so stupid, you're destroying your own future at the same time. We're going to go to break in a moment, come back with Roger Stone if he's well enough to host the show. We've got our guest that we had on earlier, Craig Scheuer, famous Navy SEAL, great patriot, really smart guy, talking about what's happening in the world. I mean, you meet these guys, whether they're in the Army or the Navy or Marine Corps, they're all of them are like awake, super involved, passionate, involved in their community. They know what's going on. They're not running around doing all this stuff because they want to be bullies or because they want to be bad people. They're doing it because they really care and want to stand up to bullies. And as Thomas Jefferson said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is the good men do nothing. And it's the fact that people that are strong have been so restrained because we don't want to be arrogant. We don't want to be grandstanders. We just kind of let evil folks run everything like we sleep, they live. Or we're dead, they're alive. Well, guess what? I'm alive. And I'm going to take the field against you. And the fact that you're trying to censor us and shut us down only shows historically how on target we are, and in almost every case, I'm talking 99% of the time, these attempts at suppressing major political movements that are based on the people fail. Poor North Korea hadn't failed yet. Venezuela's starting to fail, but, you know, I just hope all those people, I don't look at the poor slaves in Venezuela or North Korea and think, oh, look, I'm better than them. I actually feel like I failed. Those are my fellow humans, and it's a sickening thing to understand, but that's where the left, they're not left, they're funded by George Soros, that's where they come from, is a place of totalitarianism and true bondage. And those aren't just words. Those are reality. And a Jamie White article, Infowars.com. Investigate Soros. Senators ask Tillerson. That's happening. New Zealand grants human rights to a river. That's Kit Daniels on Infowars.com. All right. We'll be back with Roger Stone.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Dawn of the Dead Zombies is about to premiere here. The video just got posted to Infowars.com, and then Roger Stone, if he's able to get set up, is going to be taken over in a bad car wreck today after polonium poisoning, you name it. But I got to tell you, this skull here is more alive than a lot of the South by Southwest zombies. Here's Millie Weaver's report.
What are you guys talking about?
You.
Are you guys being triggered, or what's going on here?
We're triggered because we're all cucks.
I'm a snowflake.
Millie Weaver reporting for Infowars.com, and I'm here at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. This is a large convention full of festivities. We have music, gaming, technology, all kinds of events going on here. It's a big film festival, music festival. Crazy event here. Now, it's pretty early in the morning, and we've been talking to some people out here, but the common theme out here seems to be everybody is on their cell phones. That's right. You know, you think people want to come out here to meet people, have conversations with people they don't know. But so far, we've just seen a bunch of people walking around on their cell phones aimlessly, looking down at their phones. So we're going to go talk to these people and interrupt them from their cell phone trance and talk to them about cell phone usage in America. Let's go see if we can wake some of these people up.
Everyone plugged into the matrix. If only there could be a wire to the brain, it'd be so much easier. Conspiracy theorists say that once we were born without wires in our brains, once we lived, but now we sleep. In the apple crypt of hell, eternity open for us. No more freedom. Only the great mother goddess of liberalism. Obviously, radio listeners want to go to InfoWars.com. Words/show to be able to
see this. How many people looking around do you see on their phones right now?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you think about it, though, that, like, when you're walking around, people are always looking down at their phones and not really interacting with each other very much?
I don't know. What happened?
You don't know? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm asking you about what you think about people being on their phones all the time. Was it always like this for you your entire life growing up, or do you notice a change?
Huh?
We have some people here standing in the middle of the road on their phones. Oh, okay, they're moving.
But it's about being selfish and then no one talking to anybody. And they wonder why they...
People like to use the cell phones as an excuse to being socially awkward, but I think they're just socially awkward people.
You think so?
And it makes you more socially awkward.
What were you just doing on your phone?
Trying to find out where I should go next, like what talk I should go to.
Are these your friends here? They're from...
They're my friends.
Where are they from?
They are from Argentina.
Oh, wow. Yes. And did you meet them online?
I met them. No, we worked together. It's not like a Tinder thing. We worked together.
Oh, it's a Tinder thing.
Hey, ladies. Hey, how are you doing?
Very good.
Did you guys notice you're in the middle of the walkway?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Have you noticed that people have all been walking around with looking at their phones?
Yes. I have noticed that, yeah.
What do you think about that? Are you less likely to go up and talk to someone if they're looking down at their phone?
Yes, actually, probably. But I also work in digital, so I'm on my phone 24/7. So... I just kind of take it as it is what it is, and that's that.
Do you think that they're looking at their phone because they're wanting to look like they're doing something, or they're socially awkward?
Oh, I'm sure. I've definitely done that before.
What do you think about cell phone usage and how everybody's kind of on their phones all the time now?
Well, it depends on, you know, what to do with it, you know? I think that efficiency comes when you know what are you doing with your phone. And if that saves you time, then that's fine. But it's that basic, right?
Do you think it kind of discourages social engagement and interaction with people?
No, I don't. I think that it gives you much more opportunities to just, you know, hit up someone that you want and don't bother that other person, because that other person could be doing something else. And, you know, we are, yeah, pretty busy. Usually.
Do you often see that as you're walking around, people are always on their phones looking down?
Sometimes, yeah.
How often do people, like, just say hi and hey, how's it going? And just out of nowhere, just start talking and having conversation in public?
Depends on where you live.
Do you think that looking at their phones and everyone on their phones discourages social engagement with just people out and about on the street?
Oh, yeah. Social engagement is going extinct, and it's terrible, at a terrible rate, too. So, I mean, not enough people are looking up. Like, the world is in front of you, not down here.
Are you wearing this purple suit so that people will at least look up from their phone to look at you and you can engage them with whatever you're selling or giving out?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing my best to engage people and showing them that no matter the face, the skin color, anything, that we're all people. So just out here promoting and helping. And I'm doing my part to stay off my phone and engage people face to face.
You're an InfoWars listener. What do you think about it? I mean, look at these girls over here. on their phones. Everybody's on their phones, not really socially engaging. What do you think about it, though? I mean, do you think it's a little bit weird that people are always on their phones in America? I mean, do you think it's like this in every country now?
I don't know about every country, but definitely goes on here. Yeah, everybody's kind of got their nose down, not aware of what's going on around them.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a couple people standing in the middle of the walkway, everyone having to go around them, standing in the middle of the road, stuff like that on their phones. What do you think about that?
There's the people that are just in their own world, and that's all they know, really, is their own world, I guess.
All right, let's fade this down.
So after
there's more to the report. It's on InfoWars.com, South by Southwest, Dawn of the Dead, cell phone zombies. Look, cell phones are amazing. They have a lot of great tools, navigation, photos, great cameras, recording. I use it as a production studio when I'm on the road. It's amazing. Technology. The problem is that people that have arrested development from the TV culture are put into it, and they're just purely programmed by it and aren't really using it for a tool. And so they use it as a way to not talk. I mean, there's studies showing kids text their parents, parents text at the dinner table. So overall, it's lowering IQ. It's lowering the language. It's lowering interaction. It's become a negative. I'm not saying there aren't positives to it, but we have to then make comments about the negatives so that we understand what the positive is. So I'm not going to be a hypocrite here, but a lot of folks can't even talk now. Now, Roger Stone got hit by a car. T-Bone Days been hit with polonium. Now, they want to have congressional hearings. Every time they call for it, he gets hit with polonium or T-boned. They don't want to have the hearings. But we probably pull it up. McCain calls us on CNN. Forgot to tell the crew. Or I said did, but John McCain calls for Roger Stone to be called before a committee. Or John McCain wants Roger Stone called before Congress, before the Senate. That was the headline 3 days ago. And then now we keep saying they want him dead before. There it is, McCain. Stone, you testified at the Senate. Let's find the video if you can. Thanks. It's on CNN. So they definitely don't want him alive. They want him to be dead to have the testimony. And I got to tell you, talking about a Navy SEAL buddy here, Craig Sawyer, he thought it was pretty suspicious as well, Roger. I know you got a guest coming up here, and I'm glad you're able to make it on air.
Thanks, Alex. I had a little bit of a headache and a little bit of problem with blurred vision.
So concussion.
Well, I had blurred vision in my right eye, but this is the eye in which I had surgery for a detached retina, which I sustained in a foolish boxing match about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So after the show, I now have to go to see an eye specialist.
In That's a very nice houndstooth jacket, though.
Thank you. You know, I neglected to grab a necktie on the way, so you get me the way I am.
Well, you got a guest coming up in 5 minutes, but everybody wants to hear Roger Stone.
Look,
not drama queens. I'm not either. You've never in 40 years in politics made claims. You were hit with polonium. Now they've T-boned you. They ran off. This big dark sedan, this stuff's going on. Clearly, they don't want you to be alive when they have the hearings.
Well, not only that, but Alex, all of these manufactured stories about my innocent from both a time point of view and a content point of view, contact with a hacker who may be a Russian agent, all of which takes place after the hacking of the DNC.
But we were trying to talk to Guccifer 2.0 and DC Leaks and WikiLeaks. The whole media does that too.
Mm-hmm. But it has caused now a question where the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee wants me to come for hearings. Senator McCain wants me to explain my ties to Russia and Yukanovich. I have no tie to either one. So he's acting more like Senator Joe McCarthy than Senator John McCain with these wild, baseless, and I would say reckless accusations. I'm anxious to testify. I want to testify. Somebody very clearly does not want me to testify.
Sure, they want to demonize the straw man and the ghost when the ghost can't speak there.
Well, and not only that, but all of these stories, the smoking gun, raw story, others, all contain information, small tidbits of information, that could only have gleaned by having me under surveillance.
Well, let me ask you this.
No other
way. Who do you think's killed more than 50 top Russians the last year? Running them over with cars, killing them, shooting them, stabbing them. They're dying of heart attacks. Clearly, there's a deep state trying to kill the Russians. I wonder who's behind that. Certain guys attack Russia all day. A couple guys in the Senate. I mean, clearly, I think the same people killing the Russians want you dead. Not the Russians did anything either. It's just a complete message. Roll over or we're going to kill you.
And the irony of this is, if you want to know what happened in terms of the Russians and the Trump campaign, It's all in my book, an answer to all their nonsense. Podesta's time in the barrel. Stone was foreshadowing WikiLeaks. No,
but
he wasn't.
I don't just listen to you. I trust you, but you were there January 20th. You said it's totally fake. I've said nothing on telephones to anybody. They're in the New York Times saying they have you and Manafort on the phone, you know, with the Russians getting orders. Later they admitted that's fake. We didn't have wiretaps. In fact, the New York Times didn't exist, they said. I mean, it's next level lies.
They have nothing. They go for the headline. The headline is Trump associate had exchange with Russian hacker. They never tell you that the exchange is innocent, that it, and it happens at a time that is innocuous.
In a public website forum when you're trying to reach out after it's in the news saying, yeah, I'm glad you didn't get banned off Twitter. You know, give me, you know, obviously give us the leaks. The president said, I don't care who has the WikiLeaks. The Democrats are the ones doing the crimes. Hillary has the 60,000 missing emails. Release the damn things.
Well, I agree. We have a lot more in the show later on to talk
about. I'll say
this.
If the Russians have evidence of the Democrats being pedophiles, I want Russia to release it. I'm not a Russian agent. I mean, I don't care if the Easter Bunny has the info.
Well, and that's what really starts this whole thing. When Donald Trump says that if Russia, if you're listening, release Hillary's emails from her illegal server, this becomes a talking point for the Clinton campaign. Trump is in bed with the Russians. Trump's in bed with Putin. Trump's campaign is in.
When he's being sarcastic, they're like, are you a Russian agent? He goes, no, but, I mean, they're the ones with the stolen emails. I don't care who's got them, release them.
Yeah, no, the irony, of course, is, nobody's done a better job of this than Dr. Jerry Corsi there at InfoWars, is it's actually Hillary and the Podesta brothers and her husband who are in bed with
I had Craig Sawyer, who was a top Navy SEAL over a major Navy SEAL group. Let's leave it at that. And I had Colonel Schaefer on today, super high level, as you know, in intelligence groups, saying there's no Russian connections to Trump or you or anybody. It's all the Democrats. But in history, they're the ones known in the old Soviet area that have the Russians hand up their rear end.
Meanwhile, Alex, as I write and post and refute these mainstream media lies, I see Google and Facebook and Twitter fooling with my logarithms. So my defense is not reaching as broad a cross-section of people that
well,
I'm
don't worry, it's reaching. You know what? Tell about the car. It rams into you. It's got dark windows. It backs out. It speeds off. T-bones you. But thank God for airbags. I can see your jaw's bruised. You got a concussion. But
well, I was driving to Orlando. I was in the passenger seat. A young man who works with me was driving. We were headed down through a residential area trying to get to a main artery that would take us to the turnpike, and this car appeared out of nowhere from our right, T-boned the car. I was in the passenger seat, hit us at the passenger seat. The airbags went off in the front and the side, so I could no longer had no vision. The driver's airbag did not inflate. The entire right side of the car was smashed in, but he told me the driver threw it in reverse, backed up, had sustained some small damage and took off. And the rear plate was obscured. So, you know, if I had not written a number of books that exposed the malfeasance of the CIA, if I did not know in my heart that the fact that I can prove there were no Russian contacts, and that is problematic because the deep state definitely had President Trump under surveillance, candidate Trump under surveillance, but their rationale for doing so has just collapsed. There is no Russian influence that would justify such spying.
Let's say this. If you got hit by a big truck and then the truck had been stolen, then we know for sure, because that's a classic way to kill somebody is T-boning them with a cement truck. But
Alex, if that happens, I'm counting on you to open the Roger J. Stone Memorial Foundation and let the good folks at InfoWars support your work even further.
Well, believe me, this is getting out of control. I mean, they do not want you to testify. They keep saying they're going to do it. They don't do it because, as you said, it's all fake. Now they admit there's nothing in the intercepts. So they just go, oh, there's no intercepts. First, we have the intercepts. We're tapping them. We're watching all of them. FISA on Stone. We're watching Trump Tower. We have General Flynn on the tape. And then it's like, but nothing said, so we didn't do it. Like, we have no memory. Roger, well, take over. I know you have another guest, my friend, but go ahead.
We have Abraham Bolden is joining us. He's the only guest we have today. And this is someone who has whose story has fascinated me. Abraham Bolden served his country ably as a Secret Service agent. But because of things that he experienced on November 22nd, 1963, and in that period, and his propensity to be a whistleblower, he was penalized by our government. Mr. Bolden, are you with us?
Yes,
there he is.
I'm with you, Roger, and thank you for interviewing me, you and Alex.
Well, more people need to know your story, so I'm going to sit back and let you tell it the way you want. Tell our listeners who you are and about your service to our country and what you've experienced, because I think you have been wrongly convicted of a crime and that President Trump should pardon you. But I want folks to know why. Take it away.
Yes, Roger, I heard the tail end of the conversation that you were having with Alex just a few seconds ago. And I would like to say that there are more than one way to assassinate a president. One is with a bullet, the other is assassinate his character and everything that he's trying to do. And I think that you'll find out that that's what's happening to our president today. They're trying to assassinate him alive, and I hope it doesn't work because he deserves a chance. But as far as I'm concerned, I was an Illinois state trooper before I went into the Secret Service. I went into the Secret Service as a young man. I had idealistic attitudes about the government organizations and the government functions. Now, when I went into the Secret Service in October of 1960 under President Eisenhower, I was the first African-American Secret Service agent, period. Now, I went into the Secret Service and was stationed in Chicago, Illinois. After Kennedy won the election, I was stationed in Chicago, Illinois, and he was coming to Chicago in order to make a visit to Chicago for a convention that Mayor Daley was giving at McCormick Place. I was a new agent, and in 1961, on April 28th, when the president arrived at McCormick Place, they, Secret Service agents, had positioned me in front of a washroom, which was very degrading for the plainclothes Secret Service agent. They removed me from my position, which was by the entrance door where the president was supposed to go through, and put me in front of a washroom downstairs. Now, being a new Secret Service agent, I couldn't complain too much, but when the president came at 8:30, his motorcade arrived. And fortunately for me, as fate would have it, the first thing that the president wanted to do was use the washroom. And there I stood. So when the president came down the steps, he was accompanied by all the elite officials, the people, Mayor Daley, who had put over the president in electoral votes, so far as Illinois was concerned, by about 8,000 votes. So now here comes the president, walks down the stairs, and he stops in front of me. And he asked me, he said, "Are you a Secret Service agent, or are you one of Mayor Daley's finest?" I said, "I'm a Secret Service agent, Mr. President." The president looked at me after one of the agents had told him my name and said, "Mr. Bowman, has there ever been a Negro agent on the Secret Service White House detail in Washington, D.C.?" I said, "Not to my knowledge, Mr. President." He said, "Would you like to be the first?" I said, "Yes, sir, Mr. President." He said, "I'll be looking forward to seeing you on the Secret Service White House detail." And on June the 6th of 1961, I became the first African-American to serve on the Secret Service White House detail. And now, when I arrived in Washington, D.C., Roger, I expected there to be some prejudice because we were in a situation, a racist situation that was going on all over America at that particular time. So now, when the president came into office, you know, during that time there were serious bus riots, there were racial strikes, there were lynchings, there were shootings in African Curtis, and all types of things going on that was divisive.
Mr. Bolden, I'm going to stop you there. We're going to pick up your story on the other side here. Many thanks.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for my friend Alex Jones. It is our privilege to have with us today Abraham Bolden. Before we get to Mr. Bolden, I want to remind everybody that these informative and, I think, vital broadcasts really require your support. Freedom isn't free. And this is why it's so important that you support the InfoWars program by going to the InfoWars.com store. Now, I have come to learn that Alex Jones and his people put no product for sale on this site that they themselves have not tested, that others have tested, that they have determined in the marketplace is the very best. If you are buying natural supplements, herbal supplements, and other very specially designed formulas, you aren't getting filler, folks. You aren't getting second-rate material. You are getting the very best, whether it is water filters or whether it is probiotics or whether it is any of their products. And, of course, I particularly think it's important to support the movement with our T-shirts. The Trump-Pence 2020 T-shirt, destined for the Smithsonian, an instant classic. My favorite, the Hillary for Prison 2017 T-shirt, a prophetic piece of history. This is something you will want to have before it gets to the Smithsonian. I was really impressed at the inaugural, at the extraordinarily large number of people wearing the red Trump is my president T-shirt. Yes, wherever you go, say it loud, say it proud. Don't be afraid to tell liberals down at the McDonald's that you were for Donald Trump and you support the movement to make America great again. So you can make a political statement. You can help your friends and your family who agree with you make a political statement. And you can support InfoWars and the important work that is being done by here by Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson and David Knight and so many others. So hit the site and order up, folks. Support the movement. Let's go back to Abraham Bolden. Mr. Bolden, you had joined the White House detail in your telling, and we don't have a lot of time, but take us to the events of November 27, 1963, and let people know what happened to you.
November the 22nd, 1963. I have been complaining to the chief of the United States Secret Service and also to the high officials of the Secret Service, such as inspectors, and told them that I thought that because of the shenanigans that were being pulled by the White House details, some of the agents surrounding the president, that the president's life was in jeopardy. And they laughed at me and told me that I didn't see things right. They hadn't lost a president in so many years. But I continued to press forward with my anxieties about the president's life. But on November the 22nd, it came true, what I had predicted and what I had told the chief of the Secret Service, Dewey Bauman, would happen if that the agents were not chastised for their conduct and lax of duty around the president. So when the president was assassinated, I knew quite a bit about what was being concealed from the American people. Now, here was an agency, the United States Secret Service. We had information concerning threats against the president's life that were highly organized. One of them was in Miami, Florida, which described the way that the president would be assassinated. And he was indeed assassinated by the same means and by the same organization, I believe, who was responsible for the assassination of President Kennedy. So now we had understanding and had members in that organization who had given us the full details about the plan to assassinate President Kennedy. We also had in Chicago the same thing. So when the president was assassinated on November the 22nd of 1963, I saw a major cover-up that was going on. And it was an affront to the American people what I witnessed. I witnessed evidence being destroyed. I witnessed so many different things that were going on that was corrupting the investigation of the Warren Commission. And so I felt the duty to do something about it. So I wanted to come to testify before the Warren Commission that Johnson had appointed. So when I went to Washington, D.C. on May the 17th of 1964, I tried to contact J.B. Rankin. But the Secret Service had already decided that I had to go because of my complaints. So they brought me back to Chicago, charged me with a federal crime, and sent me away to prison for a period of 6 years. Now, when I got to prison, I knew that the Secret Service had something awful in store for me, because I had heard agents who had said that if the president was a subject of an assassination attempt, they would not perform their duty. They would stand there and let it happen. They said that the president was a nigger lover and that there were things that they didn't like about him and that he was going to have little black boys marrying little white girls and blah, blah, blah. Such ridiculous statements. Now, so when I went to Washington, D.C., and they brought me back to Chicago, they framed me up and accused me of trying to sell a document. Now, this document was no more than a case report that was going to the probation office anyway. Any attorney could have solicited that document. Now, I knew that. But these counterfeiters who the government used to testify against me did not know that this document was not classified. It was no good. And plus the fact that I had turned over the document to another agent as I was instructed.
Agent Bolden, let me stop you there because you've done a great job of laying out your experience. It is very clear to me that you are a classic whistleblower, that you were punished with trumped-up charges to silence you about your serious doubts regarding the truth of the Warren Commission. And I know, despite the fact that you are a compelling and articulate spokesman for what happened to you and your life's experience, that the mainstream media has a greater interest in covering up your story and not giving you the opportunity to tell the American people, what really transpired. Now, as the first African-American to serve on a White House detail, you're a historic figure, much in the way that, say, Barack Obama is a historic figure as our first African-American president. And that's why I think it is vitally important that President Trump hear your story, know your story, and give you the pardon that you are due. You are an innocent man. You were framed. It is now obvious that you are framed. So when I hope President Trump releases, I believe it's in 2017, releases the rest of the JFK assassination documents, he could send a strong signal anytime between now and then by giving you the pardon you so richly deserve. I thank you for joining us today. We're a little out of time because of my travails this morning with a suspicious driver, but I thank you for joining us here at Infowars.com.
Thank you very much, sir. It was my joy in being with you. Thank you very much, and thank Alex Jones also.
Many thanks. All right. I'm Roger Stone. We are here on InfoWars, an eventful day. It seems to me that the Russian narrative is being driven largely because the Obama administration did, in fact, conduct surveillance on candidate Trump, despite their denials and their efforts today in the mainstream media to convince people otherwise. I would point out to you that the Watergate break-in was in June of 1972, and Nixon and his men kept a lid on it so effectively that Nixon won the 1972 election in a 49-state landslide. It was not until the following year, and even at that, a year later, that the dogged reporting of Woodward and Bernstein and others in the media, including the New York Times, would uncover enough illegality and enough misdeeds to cost Richard Nixon of the White House. So it will be on the question of the surveillance of Donald Trump. The idea that Trump made this up from thin air or that he read it in Breitbart is false. The government will act to conceal the proof, probably by having the actual dirty work done by a third party, most likely in this case of Brits. I know for an absolute certainty, and at the right time, I will provide proof that, in fact, Donald Trump came under surveillance during the Bush administration as a part of a broad government program where many people were under secret surveillance. This is the collection of metadata that James Clapper lied about in front of the Congress. So candidate Trump was under surveillance long before he was in politics, long before he was a candidate for president. I believe the government had him under surveillance in both New York and Palm Beach at the end of the Bush administration and into the Obama administration. At some point, I believe this surveillance was intensified. The reason? Well, because Trump's associates were in bed with the Russians. The problem is, for them, we weren't. And they have no proof of same. The problem here is that at some point, the scrutiny of Trump, which had begun under Bush, is most likely intensified by the FISA court with FISA court approval. I believe it is correct, as Mark Levin has reported, that that the Obama Justice Department went to the FISA court, the super secret FISA court, first in June and then in October of last year. In October, their request for formalized surveillance on candidate Trump was most likely approved. The smoking gun attack on me, a scurrilous piece, rife with both inaccuracies and innuendos, but also contains a number of things that could only be learned through surveillance of yours truly. A story put up by Raw Story, a fake news site often used by the left, and a host of other leftist recycle shops. All those stories contain tidbits of information that could only have been gleaned if I was, in fact, under surveillance. So if this is surveillance approved by the FISA warrant, then leaking this information, the smoking gun, would constitute a felony. The same kind of felony that was committed when someone in the intelligence agencies leaked the fact that General Flynn was under surveillance. That kind of illegal leak. I have retained two prominent attorneys, former U.S. Attorney Kendall Coffey and Grant Smith, Esquire of Fort Lauderdale, not for any defensive purpose, but to examine whether I can bring an action against the government to end this narrative that Stone is under investigation and he colluded with the Russians. If Chairman Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee doesn't know enough about my interaction with a Grucifer 2.0, which I have pointed out is both innocent and meaningless because of its content, and meaningless legally because of the time frame in question. It comes long after the very hack that the smoking gun accuses me of colluding with Grucifer 2.0 on. Impossible unless one had a time machine. So it is important that I have the opportunity to come before the committee. You see, Chairman Nunes, Senator McCain, they can't read my defense because Google and Twitter and Facebook are sitting on my algorithms, and many of my close friends and longtime followers in social media say that they aren't getting my tweets, that they wonder if I am okay. Well, I am perfectly fine other than a headache and a little blurred vision. But I am tired of this deep state harassment. I am never going to stand down in the fight for America. Somebody's going down, but it's not me. It's the globalists. This is why I have been targeted. This is why Alex Jones is targeted. This is why they want to censor us. They see the liberals seem quite illiberal to me when it comes to free speech. They hate a free speech. They hate the First Amendment. Oh, they love it if it's theirs. But if it's your free speech, well, then they're not so interested. If you look up Fannie and Freddie and Infowars.com in one Google search feed, you should get a great story by Jerry Corsi exposing corruption at those agencies. But you won't find it in their search feed. Google, stop playing games. I'm Roger Stone. Thanks for joining me here at InfoWars. We'll be right back. Before we break, go to the InfoWars.com store and grab your mint copy of The Making of the President, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. Many thanks, and we'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
I'm Roger Stone. Welcome back to InfoWars, an eventful day here. I survived what some are describing as an assassination attempt this morning when I was T-boned on my way to a speech in Orlando. I was in the passenger side. We were hit broadside by a dark-colored sedan with tinted windows. You could not see the driver. The airbags, I think, protected me from further injury. The local police took over an hour to show up to take the report. I am glad to be alive. You know what's great about the American people is back when I was ill, the result of what I believe to be poisoning around Christmas, I had literally thousands and thousands of patriotic Americans wishing me the best, inquiring about how I felt and wishing me, get well soon wishes. Today, when I tweeted immediately that I had been in this horrific accident, the outpouring of Americans, particularly those on Infowars.com, has been heartwarming and really helpful at a time when I have a terrible headache and I'm tired of the constant assaults of the deep state. So I thank you if you have contacted me today or in the past. If you have not gotten your copy of the Making of the President 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated a revolution, this is the inside story about how alternative media, with Infowars.com in the forefront, really changed the equation, how the monopoly on political information that was held by the mainstream media and the big three networks and the two cable networks was finally broken in 2016, and how Donald Trump went into traditionally Democratic areas, scoring far better than Mitt Romney or John McCain has ever been able to do among working-class white Democrats, doing better among African-Americans than Romney, and pulled off one of the great political miracles of a lifetime. Yes, if you buy it through InfoWars, you will get a signed copy. My wrist is killing me, but we are, I think, now keeping pace with orders. If you've had to wait for your signed copy, we apologize for that, but my word is good. It is forthcoming. This is a great read for anyone who wants to understand how Trump pulled this off. But more importantly, the entire Russian narrative, if you want to know what happened vis-a-vis Russia, it's all in this book. How what began as a Hillary Clinton campaign meme became the basis for a fraudulent federal investigation into candidate Trump. I cannot commend it to you highly enough, but perhaps that's because I wrote it. The book has no index. There is a method to my madness, and at some point I will probably post an index online. But in Washington, if you write an important book, the people who live there will go to the index and see if they are listed, only look up the section on them and not read the rest of the book. I lived in Washington. I get the game. So that is why there is no index. I hope you enjoy reading as much as I enjoyed writing. Thank you for joining us here at InfoWars. I am your temporary host with a bad headache and blurred vision, but feeling fine, Roger Stone. Thanks, and victory or death.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.